So on to the solidarity statement written by the Israeli Apartheid Week Montreal Committee. I'm just going to read that really briefly. We feel that this is a really important issue to underline as we struggle against Israeli apartheid to note the ongoing colonization and displacement of indigenous peoples on this land, this stolen Mohawk and Algonquin land that we stand on currently. So I'm just going to read that really quickly. We gather this week to assert our opposition to colonialism and apartheid and our solidarity with indigenous struggles for dignity and self-determination. As the organizers of Israeli Apartheid Week in Montreal, we believe that we cannot speak meaningfully about Israeli apartheid without speaking first about the realities of apartheid here in Canada. Canada's reservation system and treatment of indigenous peoples was closely studied by the planners of apartheid in South Africa, although this is a hidden chapter of our history. Recently, many defenders of Israel have argued that Canada's values are Israel's values, and they're right. The dispossession and theft of Palestinian lands and the creation of Palestinian open-air prisons and Bantustans mimic Canada's own historical policies. From its very foundations, Canada has been based on the theft of indigenous lands and the genocide and displacement of indigenous peoples. In crucial ways, the Canadian state's treatment of indigenous peoples, historically and currently, can be described as an apartheid system. From the imposition of the Indian Act, banned councils and reservation system, to stolen children and residential schools, from the continued theft of lands and resources by governments and corporations, to the cultural appropriation of native traditions and culture. We live here in Montreal and all over Canada in colonies as non-Indigenous, non-Native settlers. We are just older and more established versions of the settlements built illegally in Palestine. Canada's colonial past is celebrated in the names of our streets, towns, and cities, while erasing the genuine identity of the original peoples of this land. This colonial project continues to this day, encroaching on native land with golf courses, subdivisions, and highways. There are countless other examples of this colonialism in practice today. For instance, the environmental devastation inflicted on Indigenous communities, such as those downstream from the Alberta tar sands, whose traditional livelihoods are in the process of being destroyed in order to ensure a cheap supply of oil. This colonialism is also reflected in the obliviousness and lack of response by the Canadian authorities and population to the horrifying reality of hundreds of disappeared and missing Native women in the past three decades alone. In the face of more than 500 years of colonialism, Indigenous communities continue to resist and to survive. Their multifold and diverse struggles demand our active support, especially in the face of state repression and criminalization. As non-Natives, we have a role within our own communities to further the process of decolonizing Canada. If you are with us in opposition to Israeli apartheid, we encourage your consistent opposition to apartheid right here in Canada. Let us support both the resistance of Indigenous Palestinians and the survival and struggles of Canada's Indigenous nations. From Palestine to Turtle Island, there is no justice on stolen land. So that was the Indigenous Solidarity Statement of the Israeli Apartheid Week Montreal Committee. Now, finally, with much ado, turning to the actual panel. So just by way of introduction, the world watched in sorrow and anger in early 2009 as the Israeli military pounded the Gaza Strip, taking hundreds of lives and turning cities into rubble. In the midst of all this, a group of eight Jewish women in Toronto walked into the Israeli consulate and occupied it, refusing to be passive bystanders to this war. Their slogan was, "Jewish women, not in our name." Their action, and those of thousands of other women around the world, sheds light on what women are doing to combat militarism, war, and apartheid in Israel and around the world. At Concordia University, we remember the legacy of Lillian Robinson, the late principal of the Simone de Beauvoir Institute for Women's Studies, and a tireless defendant of social justice. As a Jewish woman, Lillian not only created an academic base for feminist resistance to Israeli injustices, but also actively spoke out in favor of human rights for the Palestinian people. She was one of the founding members of the Jewish Alliance Against the Occupation in Montreal. So this panel discussion will hear from diverse women activists reflecting on their own experiences and historical examples of combating sexism and racism, and will look at how we can build a pro-feminist movement to end Israeli apartheid. And I think this is a really important point. In the last weeks, in the lead up to Israeli Apartheid Week, a number of organizations who have endorsed the week and who are either centers for gender advocacy or explicitly feminist in their mandate have been questioned on their role in supporting this struggle. And the question is a good one to address. Why would organizations and sectors of the population concerned with feminism be implicated and engaged in the struggle for Palestinian self-determination? And so that's what this panel is going to address today.